iGaming bill in Alberta, Canada, makes solid progress. Legislation to establish a regulated and competitive iGaming market in Alberta is making steady progress through the province's legislative process. This marks a significant step forward for Alberta as it seeks to follow Ontario in creating a provincially regulated environment for private sector online gambling operators. Bill 48, known as the iGaming Alberta Act, has successfully passed its second reading in the Alberta Legislature and is now headed to the Committee of the Whole for a detailed review and potential amendments. The bill aims to allow private companies to legally offer online sportsbooks, casino platforms, and poker rooms to residents of Alberta. Currently, the only government-sanctioned online gambling option is Play Alberta, a platform operated by the Alberta Gaming, Liquor, and Cannabis Commission, AGLC. However, a significant portion of online gambling in the province takes place on grey market sites, which are based and regulated outside Alberta and Canada. The provincial government estimates that these sites account for over half of Alberta's online gambling activity. The proposed legislation is part of a broader effort to bring that grey market activity under provincial regulation. By introducing a competitive iGaming market similar to Ontario's, Alberta intends to offer residents a wider selection of legal, regulated gambling options. This approach is expected to improve consumer protection, create a safer gambling environment, and generate additional revenue for the province without necessarily encouraging new gambling behavior. Bill 48 is sponsored by Dale Nally, Alberta's Minister of Service Alberta and Red Tape Reduction, who has been a leading figure in the province's online gambling reform initiative. He emphasized that the legislation is intended to reduce the risks posed by unregulated online platforms, noting that many Albertans currently use sites that fall outside of provincial oversight. He stated that the proposed system is designed to protect consumers and provide more regulated alternatives. Refinements needed for future approvals. Despite passing the second reading with relative ease due to the United Conservative Party's majority in the legislature, the bill has faced some criticism from the opposition. During debate, NDP critic Gurinder Brar raised concerns about the lack of detail in the legislation regarding specific regulatory measures, such as rules for advertising and responsible gambling. Brar argued that moving forward without these details is risky and could lead to unintended consequences. The government has responded to such concerns by clarifying that the bill is designed to establish the legal framework for a new iGaming market, with regulations to be introduced separately. This approach mirrors the process followed in Ontario, where the Alcohol and Gaming Commission later established the standards operators are required to meet. Alberta has expressed interest in implementing a centralized self-exclusion system before the new market goes live, a feature Ontario did not have in place at launch but is now working to implement. As part of the legislative changes, Bill 48 will also establish the Alberta iGaming Corporation. This new entity will be responsible for contracting with private operators, outlining their responsibilities, and authorizing them to accept wagers. These contracts will include stipulations for revenue sharing with the province, although Nally has emphasized that the goal is not to increase gambling participation but to enhance oversight and safety for existing players. While the legislation continues to move through the necessary procedural steps, its advancement signals a strong commitment by Alberta's government to modernize its gambling infrastructure. Should the bill pass its third reading and receive royal assent, it will pave the way for a regulated iGaming market that could potentially launch by late 2025 or early 2026. In the meantime, further details about the regulatory framework and implementation timeline are expected to be released as the legislation progresses.